This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I always appreciate my conversations with State Treasurer Eric Russell. And, you know, there's dating back to when he first took office and, you know, when Jeff Sonnenfeld and his team at Yale wrote the report about the performance, investment performance of the pension funds here in Connecticut. And he's done a lot of work to get it on the right track. And there's a piece that caught my attention in CT Inside Investigator. It's entitled CT Pension Reports Show Mixed Signs. And you go to insideinvestigator.org/CT to read about it. And it had some sobering data on the pension performance and funds here in Connecticut, including saying that basically in over a stretch of time that Connecticut has the second highest per capita pension debt in the country. Now, this goes back a large stretch of time, so it does not – it's not – only looking at the time that Mr. Russell's been in office, and it must be pointed out that that's the case. But he joins us now on Brian & Company. Treasurer Russell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. So thanks for coming on. And, you know, I always try to get context and fact from fiction type stuff. I'm sure you've seen the piece. Is the data accurate? Any issues with it?
No, so I mean, I don't question the accuracy of the data. I think the what's important as we're thinking about the pension fund is the timeline in which we're looking at, right? So this is a specific period in time. I think these are through 2021 to 24. And we know that we were digging out of a long hole. We went about 70 years as a state without properly funding our pensions. And so there's been incredible work that's been done over the last several years. I think we're seeing that reflected in contributions going into the pension fund in as well as our pension fund performance. But there obviously is a lot more work to do ahead as we dig out of the hole that we've been placed in over a long period of time.
Yeah, and also point out that, you know, in terms of potentially in looking forward in terms of possibly, you know, hitting the assumed returns, you know, you're in the top 10 in terms of likelihood for that. So it's not like it's all bad news, and it is over a different stretch of time. I wanted to ask you in terms of how this year's going before I ask about some of the current context of our financial conditions here in Connecticut. I mean, in this way the market's gone, it's hard not to perform positively, but I'm curious about how it's going relative to the cohort and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, again, looking at this, a lot of this information and data is looking in the rearview mirror, right? And I've been focused on what we're doing moving forward. If you look at the three-year period that since 2023, that three-year period, we're in the top quartile of large public pension plans all across the country. We've performed at 10% over that, averaged out over that three-year period of time. And just to put it in perspective, this doesn't reflect the 2025 numbers, but we performed at over 10.1% for fiscal year 25. And that added $5.9 billion to the assets of the portfolio. We'll also have likely an additional $1.5 billion of additional contributions that go in to the pension fund in the next few weeks. But, you know, I think if you look at where we are, we've been putting significant contributions in. We've been a very strong performer as a pension fund. And, you know, if you think back to where we were 10 years ago at this point, right? So 10 years ago, we had about $30 billion in assets under management. We were at about 30% funded. As of the end of fiscal year 2025, we were just shy of $63 billion in assets under management. And we'll get our valuation about our funded ratio, but I think we will likely be over 63% funded. And so, you know, again, a lot of work has been done. A lot of work needs to continue moving forward. But I think we've been in a very strong spot, both in terms of properly funding our pensions and making sure that we're getting really strong returns on those assets we're putting in.
A couple quick questions for you here. We're talking with State Treasurer Eric Russell here about, you know, the pension debt and investments and value. Sort of quick hitters, if you will, but not small issues. Are you concerned about the peeling off of say $500 million for other things in the state that would have gone to paying down more of the pension liability?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not. Listen, this is all a balancing act. If you look at what we've done just over since 2021, and this is assuming we take $500 million or so, what we're doing with that is actually building additional reserves. So this is not money that's necessarily just going out the door. We are in a really volatile time as a state when there's a lot of uncertainty and volatility on the federal level. We've had significant cuts to core programs that families in Connecticut rely on. And part of us being in a strong fiscal position is making sure that we have the flexibility and resiliency to adjust based on what's going on. And that's part of what this additional reserve is really focused on, particularly around programs like food assistance, housing assistance, Medicaid funding that are all really under threat right now. And so I do think that we have to balance these interests. But since 2021, if we put another $1.5 billion in, we will be over $10 billion of additional contributions into the pension fund over that period of time. I think it is totally reasonable that there's some valuation of how we kind of balance these interests to make sure that we are in a strong fiscal position while still making these additional contributions and really prioritizing paying down this unfunded pension liability.
You know, and I totally get that. You know, one thing that this recent stretch of time has really put in full graphic relief for me is how dependent we are on federal money. And I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying it's so clear. And I'm curious, are you concerned, though, on the heels of that, you know, what if there's less money coming from the federal government, you know, for a longer stretch beyond just this administration? And what if the needs become greater? Are you concerned about the possible spiraling of pressure on the state to do even more?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all evaluating this, and it is a big concern, particularly because the decisions that are being made, it's not what has actually been authorized and passed and gone through kind of the normal legal process. I think what's really scary and dangerous is the the volatility that we're seeing, because it's really hard to plan what we're doing moving forward, which again is why I think these additional reserves make a lot of sense, because it continues to give us that flexibility. What I will say big picture is that because of the work that we've done and the progress that we've made in terms of our overall fiscal health, I think we're in a much better position to really make these decisions than most states. We have over $4 billion in a rainy day fund right now, which really protects us in terms of economic uncertainty and volatility. We've paid down significant debt, which for taxpayers has lowered fixed costs just with these additional contributions into the pension fund. It's saving upwards of $800 million on an annual basis out of what would be coming out of the general fund. But, you know, as net payers of federal taxes, right, we get back a lot less in federal taxes than what we pay out as a state. It does put us in a difficult position in terms of trying to plan longer term. And I'm hoping that, you know, moving forward, we'll have some more certainty around that.
We're talking with State Treasurer Eric Russell here on Bryan & Company. I kind of want to get into the issue of the actual retirement benefits we give our state employees, but I don't think we have the time here. And I'm just curious, your office, this isn't the only thing your office does. Is there anything else going on in your sphere that you want people to know about?
Well, no. So I think a lot of our focus has been around pension fund performance and just the state's overall fiscal health, which we've made a lot of progress in. We just received a couple of additional upgrades from credit rating agencies, which allows us to continue to invest in our communities at the lowest cost to taxpayers. And we are obviously focused on right now just the affordability crisis. And I think this is a lot of the work that's happening. And I think with this special session and building out these reserves, our main priority is how do we make sure that we are really supporting families in our state. We're in a spot right now when you think about the shutdown right now and families being concerned about where their next meal is coming from and keeping a roof over their head. We really have an obligation to make sure that we're supporting folks in the right way. And so I give a lot of credit to the governor and the legislature as they're really thinking ahead so that we can navigate these tough times. And make sure that folks have what they need.
The hard part is you can't fill the entire hole left by the federal government, so you end up choosing and select.
Exactly.
That's the hard part, because some people won't get what they need or want, and some will. And it's not like it's picking winners and losers, but you have choices to make, and not everyone's going to get what they need, which is unfortunate. Treasurer Russell, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We got to get you back in studio one of these days, maybe after the holidays.
I would love that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks
have a great day.
On.
Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.